Andy Spain, congratulations. You have been announced as the captain of Kerry FC. How did that news come to you, first of all?
The news got in touch. The lads got in touch with me. James got in touch. Let me know. And they've had a couple of conversations with me the last few weeks. Very happy with how I'm doing. I was very proud to hear the news and very honoured to captain the club.
What is it about you? What qualities do you think they have seen in you that have given you that accolade?
I think leadership skills, both on and off the pitch, driving standards, also communication skills, but I also like to lead the way I play as well. So I think that was a factor in why the lads have chosen me, but very happy.
So who is Andy Spain?
Andy Spain, he's from Kildare, played Ireland underage growing up, big football man, was with Treaty United last year, gained valuable experience. Slightly unlucky halfway through the season, I got injured, got a little niggle, but definitely shown ability in the league to become a very good centre half in the league.
And that position that you're in, I know Kerry last season, while they had the best of intentions, leaked quite a lot of goals, whereas we've seen a little bit more cohesion now across the back four with Kevin on the right hand side actually last week, yourself and Sam in the middle, and Jack was playing on the other side, and you did batten down the hatches very successfully.
Yeah, and that's a big thing that we're working on this year. And last season there was obviously a lot of goals conceded. That's one of our main goals this year that the coaches and managers are trying to drill into us. If we concede as few goals as possible, that's going to help us massively to be competitive, because there's goals in our team. So if we do our jobs at the back and to be defensively solid, I think that can go a long way.
With Treaty last year and playing against Kerry, what was the feeling in Treaty when it came to playing Kerry? Because I do know that some of the teams that came down here didn't want to be the first to lose a game to Kerry, and it was getting so long we were kind of wondering, will Kerry win a game? And they finally did, obviously.
Yeah, it was. I always found down here to be a tricky place to play, just mainly because the pitch, the Astro, the fans get on. It's quite a narrow, quite a compact little stadium, and it was always a tough place to go. And there is that bit of pressure on probably other teams that they'd be thinking, right, we need to beat Kerry. But I don't think that'll be the case this year. I think we're a force to be reckoned with. We're just going about our business nice and quietly.
And how are you going about your business on a day-to-day and when it comes to training in the evenings?
Yeah, that's the big thing with me is routine. I like to get into a good routine with me days. We train 4 days a week, so there's a lot of pitch sessions, a lot of recovery needed. So you have to look after your body and get yourself right to train at your maximum capacity. It's all about routine and having yourself right. Ready to go.
There's a new management team technically. I know Billy is kind of gone upstairs for, as they say, as director of football, and he was double jobbing last season doing that. How are you finding Connor and Shucky and their relationship and their communication with you and the others in the squad?
Really good, yeah. Both have probably different styles, and I think that's massive as well. You know, Connor's very detailed, very knowledgeable about the game, and as well as James, the both of them are fantastic. And they're trying to get their ideas across to us as players, and so far in pre-season we've worked on a lot of things and we've been successful enough in how we're doing.
Shucky said it's difficult to get inside and see what other teams are doing and how they're preparing. I suppose maybe you need a Bielsa spy to go into the opposing camp. The collective experience though of last season, you with Treaty, the lads here in Kerry, others maybe with Finn Harps or what other team, how important is it to bring all of that together going forward?
Massive, yeah. And the lads obviously have had experience last year. The lads that was here, and obviously us new signings, we've all had experience amongst the league, and I think that's massive. And that's something that we can take and bring forward this season. And it's important that I think, you know, we give something for the fans to shout about as well, because obviously they haven't been that successful here, and that's something we'd like to change.
It's a sports mad county, as you would well know, between Gaelic football and hurling and basketball and now soccer since last season. What would you say to the fans who maybe started to drop off last year when things really weren't going Kerry's way, but then they started to turn around and they might have missed some good games? What would you say to them coming up 2 weeks' time when the first game is at home?
Well, I think it's a completely fresh start. It's a fresh squad. New ideas and new players, and I think definitely just come down, have a look, because football is growing here, And obviously that we're looking to compete. That's the main thing this year. We're looking to compete. We're not here to make up the numbers. I definitely suggest the fans to get down, have a look, support. And personally for me, a match under Friday night lights is just the pinnacle of my week, and I want other people to kind of go to the games and have that sort of feeling as well. So
And will the family be first of all going to see you in Cork and come into Kerry for matches?
They're going to watch it on the telly, the Cork game. But they have a few games lined up that they're going to come watch, see me play, so they're excited for me as well. And then obviously I told them I was captain as well, so they're very proud of me. They have a few games lined up ready to go watch me play, so they'll be able to slate me from the stands. But they're looking forward to it.